Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
At first, I just thought people couldn't financially justify hiring a clown anymore, you know? Then I started blaming the media for portraying my people as bloodthirsty murderers, cult members, or man-eating space aliens. Of course, the 2016 clown sightings didn't help. Ronald was the first to go. They just took him away. And we stayed silent. Because that's when the book appeared. What new form of clown bigotry was this, I thought? Hadn't my people suffered enough? My clown act was failing because people just weren't taking it seriously. And once they fired me from the circus, I tried suing them for funfair dismissal. My unicycle rusted, and my balls gathered dust. I used to make kids scream with laughter, you know. So much that I could see the tears of joy running down their faces. And then it just stopped. I was so upset that I started eating the banana cream pies instead of throwing them in people's faces. I gained so much weight that summer. I avoided it for a while, but the book's front cover was just so eye-catching and it was so readily available on Amazon that I gave in and finally read the thing. I didn't even know what the Nephilim were. Luckily, the author spent the first half of the book concisely explaining the biblical history to me in an easy-to-understand manner. So that wasn't really a problem for long. That's when I read the rest of the book and realized that being a clown is no joke.
Hello everyone, how are we all doing? Come on in, sit on down. Let's do a live Q&A, shall we? Let's have a bit of fun. Now, this for me comes off the back of a podcast visit. I was just with the Biblical Hitmen podcast and YouTube channel discussing the clowns, something I've not done in a long time on a podcast. But then also the back half of the podcast, we discussed the Millennial Kingdom Theory and the Little Season Theory. I think they were quite new to the idea but open to it, and they just wanted to know more and had a lot of questions. That was a fun conversation, a good back and forth, and I think that they're releasing that at the end of the month, and I'll be releasing on my channel not long afterwards as well, so that's something to look forward to. But I have a bit of time spare. I've got maybe an hour here I can kill with you guys, and I thought, you know what, I fancy getting in touch with everybody, having a bit of a catch up, having a session, having a Q&A. So here I am. I am going to do a bit of a reading today for you guys. I've been writing. Yes, I know I have a second child now, 2-month-old, a 3-year-old. It's been a bit hectic for the past couple of months, you know, just trying to get a routine, figure things out when I have time to work and write and do what I need to do. And we figured it out. We've got a bit of a routine going now. And I've been finding more time to get writing on the second book, Volume 2, The Now of the Nephilim Looked Like Clowns. So I'm going to do a reading for you of the introduction so far. Just the introduction. I have written a few more chapters, kind of scattershot all throughout, but I'm now refining it and I'm working my way through each individual chapter and just documenting all the cultures out there on the earth who have a suspect history of ancestor spirit worship and the costumes they wear and the clownish aesthetics that run throughout them. So that's the second book, The Now. But I've also written a few chapters already on the modern stuff, like clown serial killers, the 2016 clown sightings, clowns in media, the multicolored collective, stuff like that, which is in the back end of the book. So I'm kind of working backwards from the remnants left over from when I wrote the first book, because I didn't realize I would end up writing two books. I thought it was all going to fit into one magical book. But, you know, it's going to end up, once combined, being an 800-page epic, I could already tell. And I was just humouring with the guys I was on the podcast with the way I'm going, I'm starting to feel like I might end up making 3 volumes here. unintentionally, of course. It's just getting out of hand. I want to say everything, you know, and maybe some things need to get cut. I don't know. But I'll do some reading so far. For those of you out there who are perhaps waiting for the finalized version from the GoFundMe so you can get the combined volumes 1 and 2, if you're just impatient and you don't want to wait any longer for me to finish the second book and get the whole complete series, I can still just send you a signed copy of this volume instead, you know, if you don't want to wait any longer. But if you're willing to wait at least a year for me to finish the second book, then hang on in there and you'll get your version eventually. But yeah, in terms of, I've always been transparent about the book and the progress. Even when I was writing the first one, I was always showing you chapters here and there and doing readings all the time. And I'm going to go back to doing that as well. And who knows, some more Nephilim Look Like Clowns videos might get added to the series as I do my research, because I'm always finding new things, and I think maybe some new videos might be coming in just to mix the channel back up again with its topics. Because I get a lot of new subscribers who maybe not know that I do this, and that I'm predominantly, first of all, known for this. Like, this is my baby, this is my work, this is what I do, you know. And I've only recently just dived into the little season stuff, which a lot of people have come over from. With all those new videos. So my channel is a bit of a nightmare of split focus, non-niched, all over the place stuff. But if you want to niche me of anything, umbrella terms, I'm a Christian contrarian conspiracy theorist YouTube channel. So there we go. if I'm going to pigeonhole myself into anything, let's just keep it broad, shall we? Check the chat. Who have we got? We got Lee Dyson. Thanks for becoming a member. You now have access to the member only chats. Go and check them out. They're a bit special. They're a bit different. I'm enjoying them. I didn't think they'd be so personal, but they're very, very different from what I usually do. And a lot of music on there that I've made as well is performed. So you can go check that out. We got Wendy here. Thanks for being here. We've got to Hugh Maniel. Dr. Hugh. I'll just call you Dr. Hugh. Yeah, Elohim's Medicine, thanks for being here. 5022, thanks. Cage Fighter, Darcy, we got Pam, we got Materio. Paul, and Trump didn't put his hand on the Bible. Well, fair enough, okay. A lot of people keep saying that. Did you expect him to put his hand on the Bible? Were you shocked? Yeah, you shouldn't be. This commercial will never get old, says Steve K. I hope not, because I haven't made a new one in a while. And I'm so upset that I can't use my Christmas or Halloween commercial anymore, because they were top notch. I put a lot of effort into those, and I like them, you know. So I can't wait for the next season to come around again so I can use them again. I think that's going to be good. Did you know that the planet is the same word planet in Swedish, but it also means the plane, says Materia. Okay, I did not know that, Materia, but thanks for letting me know. Very frosty, says Pearl. We got 9 inches of snow and it's going to be 15 Fahrenheit tonight. That is cold, isn't it? Good luck with that, Pearl. Look, I'm glad I'm not you, should I say. I'm not a fan of the cold. I'm not a fan of the heat either. I'm more of a tepid kind of guy. Hi, Paul. Hope the family's going well. It's going fine. Yeah, we're fine. We're working it out. You know, it's not easy having screaming children, as people with children will know. But it's also worth every second as well at the same time. Can't comment more shopping now, says Franz. Fair enough. Talking about the branding of Satan's flock. I was commanded them they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither the green thing nor any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God on their foreheads. Interesting. You're relating that to the thingy, to the thing I'm not allowed to talk about. Yeah. Everyone's saying thank you, Wendy. Speaking back on the clowning, have you ever heard of Lady Gaga accepting her demons music video? I've not. No. Send me a link somewhere, Dr. Hugh, and I'll go check that out. Hannah, thanks for connecting the dots. You're welcome. I think that's what I'm doing. I hope that's what I'm doing. I'm trying my best. You know? People seem to just like listening to me talk for some reason. I can't believe the video I did on that Tuesday morning rant.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
I was literally so off the cuff, I wasn't even going to do anything. And it suddenly just got like 15,000 views in a day and like 1,000 likes. And I'm like, wow, where did that come from? And it's funny because I lost like immediately 4 subscribers. And since then I've gained like 40 or something. So I immediately dropped the hardcore Trump fans, I think, or something like that. Let me just check this. I want to check, actually. I want to see the stats where they're at now with that video. Because I don't know, it seems to be the videos that I put the least effort into that always get the most attention. Isn't that just how it goes? And I wasn't exactly, I don't think I was saying anything that controversial in that video. I was just kind of laying out as I see it, as it is. Oh, 90 subscribers now. Okay, never mind. Yeah, an initial loss of 4, and I've gained 90 since. Okay, that's all right. That's all right. That video did well. That's really good. Apparently, the views are 2 times higher than usual for that video, it's telling me. Yeah, so it was a good video. I enjoyed that one. It seems like I need to just do another random every Tuesday morning coffee rant. I think people like that, don't they? Do you want to see more of that, guys? Because I do have Tuesday mornings to work. Maybe that's my coffee rant video day. And then Wednesdays, I do a live Q&A. Friday, I'm going to release just a random interview I've done on another person's channel. And then on Sunday, I do my own Truth of Therapy sessions, which is my own podcast. And then again, Tuesday, random video. Wednesday, live Q&A. Friday, a podcast visit. Sunday, my podcast. I seem to have developed a pattern here, and I think it's working. So there we go. We've got the call to Connor in the house. Connor, your hat still hasn't turned up. I'm fuming. I'm furious. I need to add it to my wall of collector's items here. I've recently got a postcard from Australia. From a subscriber in Australia here, Stephanie, I think her name is. Wonderful. I think she's sending me another gift soon. A bit of an update, guys. I am going to get a P.O. box because I don't like giving my address out, and I think my mother is sick of having mail sent to her house. So I'm going to get a P.O. box, which is from a random location in the UK, and the company I'm going to work with will scan the envelopes or packages and tell me what the contents are before they send them out to me. So it'd be like safe and secure and everything. And I think it's some random address somewhere in England. I have no idea where it is that I'll get sent to. So yeah, I'm going to make a PO box. So if you guys do want to start sending me stuff for whatever reason, whatever it is, because like I said, I've got Elizabeth sent me this wonderful print here. I had Ernie send me this leaflet here from the Guahanas regions of the Pacific Northwest to talk about the totem poles. People want to send me anything. I'm getting a PO box sorted. So there we go. That's some news. And again, it's secure. It's safe for me. All packages get scanned prior to being sent to me. So it's seems like a good deal. And yeah, something I'm getting, I have to pay for, obviously, and get sorted out at the end of this month. So there you go. Something. 2-hour rant coming in about 2 hours on The Cult of Khan. That's right, guys. If you haven't already, go and subscribe to Connor's channel, The Cult of Khan. The guy smashes out great diatribes, as he calls them. He just talks for hours and he comes up with some really great stuff. And he's hilarious. He's a funny guy. So go to his channel. Go and check it out. He's one of us. He's a conspiracy theorist, he's a Christian, and he's into the little season stuff and the kingdom of God. But he's grounded, he's down to earth, he's had the life, he knows what it's all about. He's not, you know, he gets it. He just gets it. Connor gets it. So go over and subscribe to The Cult of Khan. He's so close to 1,000 subscribers. Let's get him over the line today, guys. Let's do it. Let's support each other in this community. Let's get him over that line. Let's do it. Let's get him. Let's make him a partner of YouTube. Let's do this. Rant away any day, says Miles. I'll try. I love a good rant. Yes. Sounds good. I like ranting. Says ain't biting it. Sorry, I missed that stream. It's again. He's it wasn't a stream, it was a pre-recorded thing, but yeah, go and check it out. It's like the whole community is gathering together. We're all here today. That's wonderful. And what's that? I missed a message here. Something about tabernacles. This sounds nuts to anyone listening from the outside, doesn't it? Paul, you have the same energy as some of the truther pioneers in this space. Appreciate your style. It's obvious you've been in the game a long time. Yeah, I'm tired, Steve. Can you see the bags under my eyes? Looking high def now. Like, can you see these things? Yeah, I've been in the game too long. I feel like I'm repeating myself a lot. And I'm wondering, like, does anyone even want to listen to this anymore? They're not sick of me already. Like, I need some fresh blood in this game to liven the thing up a little bit. Which is why I'm trying to get people to go to the Cult of Cons channel. I want new voices in this, doing this, you know, and people to collaborate with, have new conversations with, and I'm thankful for the community we've got. We seem to have forged out of nowhere this solid community over the past year. And it's like, I recognize you all practically, you know, and we all actually talk to each other and know each other, and we're actually becoming like a family in a way. And it's incredible. It's an amazing feeling. I do want to just give a quick shout out as well. There's somebody... He's been messaging me. I've not been ignoring you. I've just keep getting sidetracked. He goes by Little Season Fellowship. He might even be listening now. We're in the chat. He has started a Discord specifically for Little Seasoners and to create fellowship as well. So if you want to give him some support, let me just quickly copy the link here. It's going to go in the chat now. So if you're in the chat, you can go ahead and... click it and join if you're on Discord. Maybe we can get the community into a new space as well. So it's not just my Telegram or this chat, but also let's make islands, many islands, shall we say, of communities surrounding this. So we can, always have a place to go, shall we say. So here we go. Let me just quickly post the link to the Discord there. The Cult of Con is obviously a moderator on my channel. I've given him executive power to execute as he sees fit, maybe to my own detriment, who knows, but yeah, he is stumbling his way through that responsibility on a daily basis. But go and subscribe to his channel as well. And Kingdom Paratess is also in the house. I had her on my last live Q&A. She called in and shared some of her own views. She has also been in the game of the Little Season on TikTok, I believe, for a while. She's also now entered back into the YouTube arena and is uploading some pretty cool videos too. So she's in the chat, Kingdom Paratess. Go and subscribe to her too. So like I said, guys, I'm tired. Like, I want more people in this. I want content to listen to too, you know. I want to hear all this from other people, and to let them inject their fresh ideas and perspectives, because I'm limited nowadays. Unlimited power, says Connor. That's right. You look great, Paul. Are you sure? Because if you look closer, like, I've got... this is grease. My hair color has gone from its usual golden blonde to a dark, muddy, gingery, greasy mess. Because I just don't have time to shower right now. I'm not going to lie, I probably reek. You guys have no idea. I'm a mess, honestly. I'll have a shower tomorrow when I find time. Being in the Little Season now makes a lot of sense at SP. It sure does. It sure does. And that's kind of the argument I just keep giving to people. It's kind of like, doesn't it just make sense? never mind the words of Jesus. It's like, it just makes sense, right? I'm just falling back on that now. It makes sense of everything, so it must be true. Have you ever interviewed Timothy Alberino? No, I've not had a talk with the modern day Indiana Jones 2.0. Never had a chance. And I think fundamentally we are diametrically opposed in certain worldviews. I think he purports the globe model and the rest of that. He's very much an ancient aliens type of guy. I don't believe any of that stuff. So I think we don't, our fundamental bases are so off that I don't see it as a fruitful conversation or necessary. But I know he's been in the game for a while and he has his own work on the Nephilim and so forth. And that's fine. It is what it is. But I just don't see much of a crossover happening there, unfortunately. Anyone feel like this is it in regards to the millennial reign? There's nothing deeper than that conspiracy, in my honest opinion, says Steve. Oh, Steve, there's always something else. Like over a decade of doing this, there's always something else around the corner.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Year or two. It comes in 4-year cycles, I find. But yeah, this one definitely does feel deep, doesn't it? I agree. A Kingdom Pirates is based. She is. She certainly is. Paul, you are the father of the movement in my eyes, so no one can replace you. Just add on. Okay, I think you're giving me a bit too much credit there, Kingdom Pirates. I think the mother of this theory is more likely exploring Tartaria, but she ducked out, I think, after getting cold feet and became a hardcore Catholic and removed all of her videos as a result of this, which is very odd. I'd love to talk to her and get her on a Truth or Therapy session and let her tell her story. Maybe I'll reach out and see what she has to say. But I have the feeling she may regret sparking this entire thing. It's the only thing that makes sense anymore. Yeah. Well, you're getting some perspective. It is just a fun, well, not funny. I think it's the truth, and it's an impressive theory that kind of brings everything together nicely. But also, you do have a life, Steve, to live as well, and focus on your loved ones, your family, and cherishing your moments here while alive with them, and rather than hyperfixating on conspiracy topics. You do always have to step back every now and then and remember that these are just words and ideas and thoughts, tangible actions, what counts. And all you can do in the little season truly is build a life worth living as best you can. That's my advice there. But yes, it is interesting. It is certainly a powerful theory. I don't agree with Alberino. I agree with you, Paul, says we ain't buying it. Well, that's good to know. Little season would be a compressed repetition of the harvesting cycle. Reaper's gonna reap, says Eric. Something like that, sure. Sure, why not? He wants us to get together, says Dr. Hugh. I certainly do. When are you starting your own channel, Dr. Hugh? I remember you messaging me about that. You still on that, or you're getting cold feet? Let me know. Because I'll just send people over to you to subscribe. I'll give you I'll help you get a base so you can jump off of it. No one can give a compelling argument about certain Bible verses, but if we realize we're in a little season, then it's very clear. Yeah, well, this is. I was explaining to the guys over at the Biblical Hitmen podcast. It's kind of no one's given me any satisfactory counters yet to change my mind about this theory, but I'm open to having my mind changed as being wrong. I'm not saying I have everything right or that this is the be-all end-all of everything, but at the same time, it's like no one's given me anything yet to say it's not true. And if when they think they have, they really haven't. They haven't even come close. They think they keep winning, but they're not. They're like their arguments are weak and easily destroyed with this little season theory and interpretations that come from scripture. And it's kind of, I've yet to hear a convincing argument against this. And as I was saying, and I've been kind of reiterating to a lot of people, and I'm trying to pre-warn the community now, call it a vision from God, but I had a dream, which Wendy has lovingly interpreted for me. I'm not going to go into the details of the dream necessarily, because it was quite symbolic and odd, but it was basically saying there's going to be a big attack against this theory soon. And it's going to come from respectable worldly sources. There's going to be historians and theologians coming after us next, not just YouTubers with End Times Ministries. You know, this is the next level's coming, and debates are going to be demanded and things like this. And in a way, we're preparing for this to come. And I don't know if I'm the guy who's going to have to stand there and defend all this. It's a David and Goliath situation, I feel this is going to be. I'll do my best if it comes to that. But I do feel like there may be better people out there in this community than me who will be able to hold their own in a debate when it comes to this topic. I'm not a debater. I feel like I'm too nice. Like, I don't think I'm going to do very well in that scenario. But there's going to come a time where we're going to be ridiculed and made fools of from an academic, historical, mainstream perspective. Because what we're saying goes against all of it. And I'm in preparation, my rebuttal is going to fall back on, well, if you're a Christian, a theologian, with all your PhDs and academic attributes and degrees and so forth, that makes you an expert, and you jump through all the hoops to get all of that, but fundamentally, as a basis, you claim that Christ is King and resurrected from the dead and is the Son of God, and is God simultaneously in some miraculous way, which is a mystery to you, but at the same time, your faith is in his resurrection. If you believe all of that, then why don't you believe his words and what he told the people around him? And I'm just going to fall back on that. That's my only thing. He says, well, he said this. Do you believe him or do you not believe him? And that's all I'm going to fall back on. When they destroy me with all the historical evidences that there can't possibly have been a 1,000-year reign, all that type of stuff, I'll just fall back on the words of Christ, you know. But yeah, be prepared, guys. They're coming for us. They're definitely going to come next. I just know it. I feel it in my bones. It's a gut feeling, shall we say. Persecution is on the horizon, it seems. You're going to be the guy. Sorry, Paul, says Wendy. I know. I'm going to be the guy, aren't I? Oh, what have I done? What have I got myself into? I'm no longer addicted to Doom porn, thanks to the little season. Well, that's good to know. Make JT defend it. Yeah, he can do it. He can make the documentary. He can go and do it. That's fine. He can be the figurehead. JT, lol. Good to see you, JT. And I didn't realize you crept in the chat there. I'm going to debunk this little season nonsense live. Let's debunk this little season. The problem is it's new. So the reason why I think debates might be a bad idea right now, I'm not saying they aren't in the future, is that we don't have all of our T's crossed and our I's dotted. We don't have definitive answers for most things yet. Like the two witnesses or the mark of the beast and the correct historical timeline and where Islam fits into all of this, let's say, or the Crusades, or, you know, and this exact year the little season began and in what way, and did the saints actually rule physically with Christ, or was Christ from heaven? We haven't figured it all. We don't have all the exact answers. And the problem is with this, they are so dogmatically attached to the futurist eschatology, and it's been the established dogma for so long that we are going to seem like we're significantly falling short to their standards, and we are going to look like we're losing the debate because we don't have everything fully ironed out and perfectly scripted out yet. Because it is so new and we're still just figuring it all out. So I feel like if we debate now, we're stunting our own growth before we have a chance to fully uncover everything. And that's kind of why I don't think I'm ready for that yet. I don't think we are as a community yet ready for such scrutiny publicly, but we will be. We're getting there. Like, we're finding the answers. Give it another few months or a year, and I think we'll be in a good position. Absolutely. I guess you also dislike Elie Marzulli. I don't really know the guy. So no, not really. No, I don't dislike many people, to be honest, or anybody. I don't think about people like that. They're already attacking this theory. AMU pastors don't want to hear it. Yeah. Let me just catch up with the chat there. I could definitely defend it, but we're gathering ammo, says JT. That's exactly the point, yeah. We're still, like, we're arming up our arsenal, aren't we? Like I said, we're getting our ammo together. Oh, JT and Paul make a solid first line of defense. You mean the ones that die first? You send the front line out, the vanguard, to break through the lines and perish to make way for the rest of them to come through. I'm going to have to sacrifice myself on the altar of the front lines of the Millennial Kingdom theory so other people can take the glory. So I was going to go.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
On there. Yeah, all right, fine. If I have to be the first one to take the hit, I guess I'll do it. That's fine. If that's what you guys need. They've already been calling us names and idolaters. Yeah, whatever. Then let them call them whatever they want to call them. That's more, says more about them than it does us, doesn't it? Because we're not attacking them. Like, we're trying to say, I think you may have got it wrong, guys. Like, have you considered this point of view? And they're the ones screeching heretic and calling us everything under the sun. So it's different, you know. I don't hate them for it, because I get it. I get why they're reacting like that. It sounds nuts. It does. From their perspective, this sounds like absolute heresy. This sounds ridiculous. Like, and it's only when they start to actually contemplate and scratch under that initial veneer that they realize, oh, wow, well, there's actually substance here. Who knew, you know? And they'll get there. I'm sure they'll get there. I'm not going to mock and scoff at believers waiting for Jesus' return as I do wait. Exactly, you know. I think one of the good things is that Christians don't know about all of the physical evidence in the world. Like you do, JT, Leaving Babylon, Jason, Jack, and Kingdom Paratess have shown. And so, I mean, yeah, there is the evidence, a lot of it. But there's also a lot of false documentation to explain it away, which has been given the title of official narrative. And historians follow the official narrative. And they're really good at memorizing the official narrative for why these things exist. So when we come along with a contrarian narrative, we're like revisionists and we're ignorant of what was really going on, or we're reinterpreting things that aren't there, and we'll from their viewpoint, we're nut jobs. So that's the problem. Our contexts are so diametrically opposed and way off. And to question the official narrative is to question their expertise as well. And they're not going to like that. That's where it gets personal. So this is why I think it's going to be so hard to have these fights with these people, the academics and the theologian types. It's going to get emotional for them, likely. Probably not for us, because I think we can detach more readily and easily than those who have based their entire career on following the official narratives, you know. Futurism and preterism, says Jason Dack, have a 250-year head start on us, but we're already passing them because this eschatology actually makes Jesus and the prophets at the word. Exactly. Yeah, I know. We've done more in a few years than they've managed to do in 250 years, I think you said in another comment. Yeah, it's exactly right. Jesus or King coming back is the goal no matter what timeline we're on. True. Yeah, and that's what we should always keep our eyes on, the kingdom. That should always be the point. It's to stay focused on the kingdom of God. Let the rest just fall by the wayside. And it's helpful to not be deceived during that time. But as long as your priorities are right and you're focused on the right thing, I think you should be good. But there are a lot of people out there who their Christianity is not based on the kingdom necessarily. It's not focused on eternity. And a lot of it is actually hyper-fixated on coming destruction. It's really odd. Like, it's like they've become a death cult. So a lot of Christians have actually joined death cults, obsessing over the earth's destruction and them getting to avoid it. And it's sad that that's happened. Not many. I think that there are a lot of loving, wonderful, godly, God-fearing people who follow the futurist eschatology. I don't deny their salvation in any way, and I don't suddenly not consider them brothers or sisters in Christ at all. But I do think this is worthy of contemplation and shouldn't be dismissed simply because it's the words of our Lord and Savior that back this idea up, and we need to be serious about it. Take it very seriously. Ghost of Con has been enjoying Jack's videos but can't comment because he's misbehaved, apparently. Official narrative has been Mockingbird parroted, yeah. So Jesus isn't returning, says Thomas Morgan. Oh boy. First time? You're in the wrong place, Thomas. But no, yeah, we're basically saying he's already returned for tribulation and Armageddon is a 1,000 year reign. We're now in the little season of Satan in Revelation 20. And we're awaiting the Gog-Magog war and the surrounding of the camp of saints and the beloved city before New Jerusalem descends from heaven and destroys the enemies of God and establishes a new heaven and earth after final judgment. So yeah, we're in a different timeline than the predominant thought within modern day Christendom. I've always known preterism was false, it just sounded weird and over-spiritualized, but I never realized futurism was wrong too until recently. Yeah, preterism is a formalized belief doctrine created by Jesuits in the 1600s as a counter-reformation to the Reformation going against the Catholic Church during that time. It's not what we believe. They have also made it a spiritual kingdom, a metaphor rather than a literal reign. And there's many other issues with preterism, which it has nothing to do with what we're talking about. And our evidences are not based on the same things theirs are. This is a new hybrid belief system. This is something else. It needs a new name. I'm open to suggestions, guys. But yeah, we often get equated with preterism. And that's the straw man that gets destroyed in our name, thinking they're debunking us, not realizing that we haven't actually made those arguments and we're talking about something else. Yeah. So three times he comes. No. I suppose that's not what we're saying there. Well, he comes, grows up, dies on the cross, resurrects. So his resurrection, I suppose, is a second coming. He's there for Pentecost. Then he ascends into heaven. Then he comes back not long after the destruction of the temple in Jerusalem in 70 AD. So that's his second coming as we know it. And obviously that comes with tribulation. He brings a sword, judgment, Armageddon, and then a 1,000 year reign. That's what we understand. That's what you're all waiting for, right? And you all believe you're going to get resurrected and get to rule with him for 1,000 years or be safe in a cloud and then descend back down and rule with him for 1,000 years. Wherever you stand, we're saying it already happened. However that played out, that's a past event. And we're now in the little season after all of that, is what we're saying. A doctrine title. Yeah, basically truth unfiltered, I guess is what we're trying to find here, but I don't know what to call this. The Rev 20 crowd. Yeah, that's a good one. Wendy may have a membership, please. I'm moving soon. I can't afford it at the moment. You don't get to choose Guacamole Kid. I think it's just a random assortment of gifts that go out, I think. Little Seasoners, yeah. The Little Seasonists. I've heard people call it the Lil Seasy or Millie Rain. The Real Millennialists. I guess so. Do you guys agree the Little Season is the same thing as the Great Delusion spoken of in 2 Thessalonians? Possibly. This seems like one of the greatest deceptions and delusions that would ever have been imposed upon us. It's possible. Jesus is coming again, but it's going to be with New Jerusalem, as described in Revelation 21. That's right. He's going to descend from heaven with New Jerusalem. That's correct. Found one that's so good for our family, but they are 501c3, and they say things that I shake my head at constantly. There's actually a Pentecostal church around the corner from me that I've yet to go and check out. I just want to go see what it's like, because I hear the Pentecost.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hostels are a little bit nuts, so I'm interested just to go and check them out and see what that's all about. Millie Rain is so good. I don't think what we're doing is a doctrine, and we are searching as a part of the Bible that's been almost banned. Yeah, we're researching a part of the Bible that most people haven't really paid attention to because they think it's a far off distant event that isn't applicable to us. That's what's happened there. It's like the Cult of Con has finally become a member. Gotta take your time and go and check out the other ones, Connor. The other ones that we've already done. I think you'll enjoy them. Why wasn't I a member? Well, I made you a mod. It's good enough, right? Bible truthers, I guess so. This is the biggest cover-up in the world and the greatest deception in all of history, says Kingdom Paratess. It would certainly be so, wouldn't it? The little CZ, yes. Sarah White likes that one. That tickled her, I think. It's like Cult's just gifted another 5 memberships as well. So guys, go and check out the members-only chats if you haven't already. There's a few on there to go back and listen to. They're fun. They're different. We get a little bit more personal. And I'll be doing them after every Sunday live show. After every Truth of Therapy session, it'll continue into a members-only live show. So you have that look forward to every Sunday. But then if you're a patron member, that show will be uploaded to patron the next day. So you won't miss out if you're a patron member. You just won't get to be there live while it's happening. That's all. I'm going to become a member again soon, hopefully. Yeah. Was recommended your channel. You nailed it with the latest thing video, says Mr. Freeland. Well, thank you. Thanks for being here. Thanks for joining me. You're in for a wild ride if this is your first video. I'm about to do a reading from some of my current writings for my next book, The Nephilim Look Like Clowns, Volume 2, The Now. If you don't know, if you're new to the channel, I published this book, The Nephilim Look Like Clowns, Volume 1, The History. I have a 44-episode series on YouTube dedicated to it, and I'm in the process of writing the second book now to kind of continue with the research. And I'm going to do a reading for you guys. I'm going to switch gears. I know we've talked about the little season a little bit. We've had some fun there. Let's go back to The Nephilim Look Like Clowns. I'm going to read you my introduction I've written for the book so far. It's open to change. Who knows? There may be some restructuring. Once I write the book, I might want to add some stuff into the introduction, which refers to the book. So it's not the final result in any way, shape or form, but I want to share with you that progress is happening and some of my things I've said during it, and it's just a bit of fun. So let me just quickly get that up here to read to you guys. Right. So shall I share the screen while I'm doing this? Just so you guys can see what I'm doing. Why not? Let's do a screen share. There we go. So here's the book. Chapter headings down the side there, which I'll be going through one by one, and I'm currently writing the first chapter, which is technically chapter 1, but it's chapter 20 of the total book, 1 and 2, and I've got through 3 subheadings so far, and I've realized after writing these 3 subheadings just for this section, I might end up writing a third book at this rate, because it's a lot of information. It just keeps going on. So anyway, I'm going to read this to you guys, and then I'll hop back into the chat once I've finished reading it. And I'm going to have a quick drink as well before I do that. Introduction. It is a strange thing to write an introduction for a second volume in a series. The dramatic hook and tantalizing drip feed of what's to come next was given in volume one so succinctly that it seems almost moot to do it again here. This feeling is only further compounded by the knowing that this introduction may not even be available for those who ascertain the final book, which combines both volumes. Yet for those who have, by chance, found this standalone volume before reading the first, it would be rude of me not to briefly explain what the contents of these pages will show you. Yes, the subject matter for this body of research is so bizarre that it would be an impressive feat to make sense of what I am sharing if you haven't already read the first volumes of The Nephilim Look Like Clowns, fittingly subtitled The History. Well, I definitely need a comma in there somewhere, don't I? Anyway, carrying on. The first installment clarifies the Nephilim origin story through an appropriately biblical lens, explaining what these giants would have looked like thanks to their serpentine angelic fathers and sickly marked human mothers. It then shared the untold tale of the modern clown costume inspiration, with its not-so-subtle ties to the Rakshasa demons of India and the craft of Freemasonry. This was before proving that Solomonic invocation rituals saturated the circuses of the 19th and 20th centuries. We will now apply this historical understanding of the clown as a representation of Nephilim features to the subject of this current volume, The Now. From an anthropological standpoint, the Western creation called the clown is not wholly unique in its aesthetics. The act of whitening one's face and applying colourful patterns to the skin, or wearing a colourfully patterned costume with a bright red headdress, is a common ancient practice still performed today within cultures that claim to commune with the spirits. Passed down throughout the centuries via oral tradition and initiatory rites, channeling the ancestors by dressing like them is practically the norm for non-Christian cultures. The only difference between your average circus performer and a shaman is that the ignorant clown doesn't know what the costume can do, thinking it is nothing more than fun for the kids. The shamans, however, have a different name for the costume. The ritual is less comedic, though this is not always the case, and its purpose is not for entertainment value. It seems like a great cosmic joke in its own right that Western practitioners of the mystery wisdom schools would twist and bastardize a typical shaman costume, which is often considered a sacred representation of the divine, into a symbol of childish irreverence and silly antics. Such is the nature of the occult to hide a profound thing from the uninitiated with a basic exoteric interpretation. Like calling the image of a demon a child's entertainer. Unfortunately, many could see this Western twisting of shaman practices by fat cats in top hats to mean that the shaman must have it right. You can almost hear the perpetually offended liberal types shouting, quote, only the shaman should have these practices and ritual dresses. Keeping them sacred is an appropriate cultural setting. The image of a clown is sacred and divine, as the shamans of all continents know, and the evil colonizers have abused its true purpose for power. But this take would be laughable from my research perspective, as the truth is far darker than good magicians versus evil magicians using or abusing ancient channeling tools. The spirits this costume evokes are demons. More specifically, the disembodied spirits of the now dead giants of an ancient world, the Nephilim. No matter who is performing the invocation or for what intended purpose, it is all demon channeling ritual by many names with varied, culturally specific designs. The fact that these folk traditions have survived into the modern age, relatively unchanged from their ancient origins, is a testimony to the existence of the spirits and their influence over humanity's numerous cultures, artworks, traditions, and lifestyles. Section 1 of Volume 2 aims to show the reader a collection of these folk traditions from all continents, which are still active today, dressing like clowns to channel the spirits of what they believe to be their ancestors, with details on each ritual, including the often brutal sacrifices required for contact, and the many strange motivations behind the modern shaman's actions, I will prove that the contemporary clown costume of the West was inspired by and modeled after many of these uniquely styled cultures and their ritual costumes. Section 2 of Volume 2 will focus solely on the modern use of the clown in a westernized context. We will explore clown-dressed serial killers, the fear of clowns, the 1981 and 2016 clown sightings, fast food mascots, movies, fashion, and the use of the costume in the music industry for channeling purposes. This section aims to prove that the secret to success in the creative industries is utilizing the clown costume to work with demonic spirits for power and, in most cases, fame, just as shamans do in other cultures, to achieve their own desired personal gains. Truly, not everything can be said for the clown in media, as it is a never-ending resource churning out new examples by the day, forever pushing the satanic Luciferian awakening agenda onto the masses. I hope whoever finishes this book will have a strong enough base understanding of this occult practice of dressing like the Nephilim to channel them. With this knowledge, I pray many will not be deceived anymore. The book ends with some helpful advice on how to best defend yourself against these entities through the power of Christ, and how to break all ties with them if you are moving on from a life of clowning or clown symbol obsession. Section 3. Clown Aesthetics in Folk Traditions and Artworks. Chapter 20. North American Folk Traditions. Sacred Clowning Summarized. And I'm going to stop there. I'm going to tantalize you with what's to come. So there we go, guys. What do you think of that? Is that good? Is that working? Is that a good introduction for the second book? I feel like it's all right. You know, I think the flow might have a bit of issues. Like I said, a few commas need thrown in there. Some compound sentences need splitting apart. Some complex paragraphs perhaps need spacing apart a bit more. But I think a rough introduction to the second volume there is quite good. I'm happy with that. The final editing process where I go through every single chapter at the end and just break it down and split it apart and delete stuff. Maybe some things will get changed or added or reworded. But there we go, guys. Volume 2 is on its way. I am writing it. And when I find the time, I'm doing what I can. And again, I'm like maybe 30, 50, 60 pages into it if you add them all up, all the chapters that I've worked on so far. But I feel like I might end up writing like another book at this rate. It might have to be a 3-volume series. Because I feel like I'm going to write about all these cultures on every continent. And that's supposed to just be section 1. And then section 2 is going to be all about the modern day. But I feel like section 1 is going to be like 300 pages. I feel like I'm going to have a lot to say about a lot of cultures. And that might just be one standalone book. And then the last book will be about all the pop culture stuff and the movies and the films and all that type of thing. It might end up being that way. And I did not intend it to be that way, but it might end up being that way. We'll see how it goes, okay? Because it's getting out of hand. Whistle Lad, thanks for this work, Paul. Volume 1 of this book series is one of the best books I have ever read. God bless you, brother. Well, that's a nice endorsement. Thank you for saying such a thing. I don't think this is probably the greatest book ever written, but I have enjoyed writing it. I'll say that much. Still talking about the rapture. Pray down your macabre. Okay. What's the book? Says Joe. Yeah, it's my book. I'm working on it. Devastate that like button, everybody. Thanks, Connor. I appreciate the support there. This is going to be great, says Susie G. I'm glad. I hope so. I hope it's going to be all right. It gives me an excuse to do the podcast circuit again, doesn't it? And the first book has done very well. I think I've sold about 2,700, shy of 3,000 copies since July, which is amazing. And that's kept the roof over my head for me and my family, which is incredible. Speaking of books as well, you know, so I've been reading this one. A fantastic book by R. Goes by the pen name Jesus Kept His Word, and he's an active member in the Telegram. I do loosely know the guy. He's from the UK. He's a part of other groups in the Little Season community, and he's done this great book compiling everything about the Little Season theory and the quotes we need to use and everything. And obviously, I've been promoting it and reading from it. And I don't think I'm going to have time to keep reading this one today now, looking at the time, but I will finish off this book. We made it to page 30-something. And we're going to go through to page 54 and just finish off the book in the next show. But I was talking to him, and he's sold over 600 copies since I've been sharing this. And I was, happy for him. I was, great, you know, you're getting recompense for the work you've done. You're getting something back for it, you know. And he said he makes 50 pence per sale. After print costs and Amazon taking their cut of the $4 it costs to buy this and the £5 in US British money cost, he gets 50p. So he's not really earned any money for his work here. He's not earned anything at all. And he's practically giving it away. If he could, he probably would, you know. And the guy's humble enough that he's okay with it. And I feel like, as an author myself, I know what it takes to write a book, you know, and the effort and the love you put into such a thing. I feel like he deserves more than 50p profit per book, personally. I feel like he deserves a lot more and should get rewarded for the work he's done for the kingdom. So I'm considering starting a GoFundMe specifically for R. And if you guys want to show some love and support towards him and help him, you know, get what he deserves for creating such a handy little booklet to give out to everybody. Maybe you can go donate a bit of extra to the guy and I'll send it all to him when it comes through at the end of the month. I'm considering doing that. Maybe I'll start a new one for the new month, February. Just for Rob. Just, that's his name, you know. Just for R, so he can have everything he wants. You know, well, everything he deserves, that I believe he deserves anyway. Because 50p per book is not enough profit. It's not enough. I'm sorry. That is just... He sold 600 copies and he's got a bit of pocket money back for it. And it's such a useful tool. I don't know. Most of it gets robbed, you know, by these companies, these publishers. That's what I mean, Coriander. It cost me $5, right? But he gets 50p, which I think is by today's conversion rates, that's 60 cents per book. Okay, just so you know. Renee, I pray for a physical gathering in the future, book signing. My kids are reading the first one, which makes me so happy, says Renee. That's wonderful. I don't know about a physical gathering yet. I'd have to get money and travel to America, and that costs money, you know, and all that type of stuff. You can't serve two masters. We need to stop this money religion. Right, it's not about starting religion or worshipping mammon or money. It's about people being, properly compensated for the work. Okay, and I think every man deserves the sweat of his own brow. I think he deserves to be rewarded when he does some work. And I think I don't think there's anything wrong with that, you know. And I think R deserves a lot more than 50 cents per sale. Personally, that's all I'm saying. Yeah, I mean, I'd like to do a traveling book signing thing. But then at the same time, the internet's a terrifying place full of crazy people, and I'm not sure I want to advertise my location like that when I'm in this realm, you know, the conspiracy realm. So there is that as well at the same time. The published info says Moni, Illinois, which is not far from where I live. Okay, yeah, well, the book is only ever printed near you, wherever you live. So mine, for example, is printed in Great Britain. So, because that's where I live. So Amazon doesn't work like that. It's just the nearest fulfillment center is the one that prints your book. That's all. You should pull, that'd be great.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Great. Yeah, I think he deserves it. I might do it. I'll start a GoFundMe at the start of the next month. If he's listening, you got some money coming your way at some point, and you deserve it. Take it. I won't take no for an answer. Just don't look a gift horse in the mouth. I'll start a GoFundMe for you guys, and it'll run for the month, and then whatever it is, he will get at the end of the month. How about that? That sound fair? Because this guy, you know, people have bought 600 copies of this. They're buying them in bulk and giving them to their friends and family to learn about this theory, you know. This guy has done more than I've ever done for this concept and idea, because he's giving these books to give to people who don't watch YouTube, you know what I mean? Those people to give to your pastors, to your preachers, to your loved ones, your family, the people who are out there who need the book and the quotes in front of them and all that type of stuff. He's done it for us, and I don't know. I just feel bad for the guy only getting such a small amount. I just don't think it's fair. Do you still have signed copies of your first book? I would like one if so, says Coriander. Yeah, look, I've got 5 of these here, which I can sign and send to you. Someone's just bought one, actually, so I've got 4 left of these, which I can sign and send to you. You just need to send £50 to my PayPal, and that covers shipping costs, print costs, everything. And, you know, I don't make any more profit than I would if you bought it off Amazon at that cost, because the shipping cost for me to get to America is like 15 quid. And obviously print costs on top of that. So that's the cheapest price I can go for the signed copies before it's you know, you just make it the same as Amazon profits. So yeah, if you want a signed copy, just send me an email, understandingconspiracy@gmail.com. I'll send you the link to PayPal. Just send £50 to PayPal. Leave me your name, address, email, and phone number. I know it's not nice that you have to leave me those details, but because it's international shipping, customs need those details to contact you if anything goes wrong. I can't send it to you without them. And I'll just sign it. I'll bag it up in one of these bags. I'll slap a label on it and I'll send it off tomorrow. And you'll have it within, I don't know, 6 to 10 working days or something like that. Coriander, if you want a signed copy, just email me at understandingconspiracy@gmail.com and we'll get it sorted, okay? If Paul writes like he talks, he'd be the natural choice to pen Jesus Kept His Word. I don't know. I didn't write that, but yeah. Don't subscribe to any boxes or groups or strawman arguments. Follow the way, the truth, the light, says Cal. Absolutely. Content for Faith is here as well. We can wait. That's hard to hurry. Yeah, no, I can't rush this book. Absolutely not. I like your writing style, Paul, says Pearl. Thank you. High standards for the next edition, don't you think? Oh yeah, Doctor, I did say that, didn't I? To be fair, I think your standards are a lot higher than mine, Doctor Hugh. I think you should go easy on yourself. Everyone listening right now has no idea what we're talking about, but in regards to our conversation, I think you are being a little bit ambitious with what you're hoping to achieve with the channel. Just be yourself, be real, and with tempered reason and expectations about what can be achieved, you know. That's all I'm saying. It's an odd mix of conversation in the chat here, and I'm wondering which one to... I bought one, I'm buying more to give to my family members, says Pearl. That's great. Let me just catch up with the chat. I'll go right to the bottom and I'll just see how it flows through. It costs $20 just to send a letter to Canada, and they are just north of us, so they have to fly it around the globe, so there is that. That's right. It was a nice stream running through it too. Cult of Con. I'm able to stream in 4K now, says Truth Unfiltered. Yeah, Truth Unfiltered, you tagged me in a few videos, haven't you? I did get a chance to quickly glance at them, but I'm afraid I haven't watched them fully yet. I apologise. I'll get round to it when I can. 15 whole quid, what? £15 is about $20, something like that, yeah, to ship it to America. $600 sold at 60 cents is only $360. It's not a lot of money when you think about it. $600. It's not enough. I don't think so, you know, and he's a humble guy. He's not asking for money. He just wants to get the message out, you know, but on his behalf, I am demanding that this gets rectified and he gets what he deserves. That's what I feel. I feel it, you know. I don't think it's fair. Because you can feel the love that went into the work, you know, and he deserves to be rewarded for what he's done for us. I ordered 3 of them. Anyone got land? We could start our own Amish style community. Well, that'd be nice, wouldn't it? Are you familiar with Asher Moses? He started out with the premise we were in the Little Season. Now he's completely went about face and contradicts everything he said in the past, says John Smith. Never heard of the guy. No idea. I ain't begging anyone to stay. Miss me with that, says Wendy. I don't know. What did I miss there? Who's begging who? So Amazon is now a printer, says Wendy. Yes, we ain't buying it. They are. They have massive printers. Serious job going on there. Honestly, they have a massive operation going on for printing books. Cat Lady's enjoying Kingdom Paratess's content on her channel. It is good. You are very confident with your preaching style when it comes to the Little Season theory. You should be very proud of yourself, though, Kingdom Paratess, and I look forward to more as well. Sorry, I'm trying to keep up with the chat. Love your fam, drinking gears to Plasma Theory. See you over at Dre Chimas if you make it after Paul's finished. Okay. Thanks, Dr. Hugh, for being here. It's a wonderful idea to help. Well, I thought so, yeah. I'm going to buy more, says Pam Crane. Exactly. It's a good go-to, isn't it? It's a good book. I think it's good. Getting messages here on my phone. What's going on? Is this about the signed copy? Yes, it is. And a few private messages as well. Okay. If Jessica is listening, I've got your message. I'll get back to you as soon as I get this show finished. There you go. Hi, Paul. Big fan here. Thanks for your consistency and dedication. May Christ and our Heavenly Father continue to guide you. Much love and blessings to you and your family, says Louisiana. Well, thank you. I appreciate the support and thanks for being here. When did you have a link for Paul's PayPal? I forgot already, says Coriander. Like, Coriander, honestly, just email me at understandingconspiracy@gmail.com. It is in the description of this video, and I'll send you the links and everything you need, and you can send me your info there, okay? I'm starting to think it should be called uncommon sense, but let's start a GoFundMe to have Paul move to us and we start a little season ranch. You know, unfortunately, in order for me to repatriate, should I say, or move to the USA permanently, I need to be fully up to date with all my vaccinations. Not. So yeah, I don't think that's going to work. You got to do a lot of gymnastics to be full preterist, that's true. You do have a nice voice to listen to, Paul, and you put inflection in where needed. Just saying. Well, that's good to know. Can this ranch be in Texas? We might be the lucky generation who gets to experience the end. Everything adds up. The end being in the year 2026. It's funny, my wife feels like that's the year as well for some reason. She's not even a Christian. She's like, something's going to happen in 2026. I can just feel it. I'm just there feeding the fish like, maybe, who knows? We'll see. Let's just see what happens. Oh, by the way, I'm a fish guy now. I have fish. I'm becoming a fish hobby enthusiast. I've got four platies. I've got three baby fry platies which have turned up, which I'm nurturing and growing. I've got like three Amano shrimp. I've got four assassin snails, and I've got three cardinal tetras as well. And I'm enjoying it and cycling the tank and changing the water and sorting it. There's so much that goes into keeping fish. It's ridiculous. And I got it as a gift for my son, and it's now become a hobby for me all of a sudden. It's just an insight to my life there. Yeah, I've become a fish guy all of a sudden. Paul, you just got to walk across the border, no problem. Yeah. Nah, they aren't required anymore. Is that under the new Trump regime? Everything's perfect now and wonderful, and everyone can go wherever they want regardless. We'll see about that. I think I'll come across as an illegal immigrant instead. Yeah. Sneak him in through Mexico. Absolutely. All right, I'm in. I'll meet you in Mexico. Just give me a time and place. I'll be there. Have you heard of salvia archetypes or salvia deja vu upon its inhalation? I've done salvia a few times. In fact, it was the first psychedelic I ever did when I was 16, and again when I was 18. And I know exactly what you're talking about. Salvia is a trip, man. It's probably the hardest trip I've ever done. It's more than DMT. And I've heard of the archetypes that I've witnessed there in the salvia deja vu. I've had the deja vu that you're talking about. I know it's terrifying as well. Yep, the US does require all of it. Do you know how I know? Because my wife and I are contemplating moving around to do what we can, and she discovered while looking and came downstairs from her work to show me on the laptop, you need all of these things in order to move. So our kids will need it. I will need to get it because I don't have much, and yeah, none of us are eligible, and number 19 was on there, shall we say. It was on the list of what you need. Don't introduce new fish once they get going and are healthy. Oh yeah, no, I'm learning everything the hard way, honestly, Susie. I'm getting it. I'm getting there. I'm just trying to get the levels right now because I had a fish die under suspicious circumstances, and I was worried, and another one caught the exact same symptoms. So I've done a parasite cleanse through the tank, and the media and the filter needs changing now. I need to cycle the tank again, and it's becoming a bit of a nightmare, and I'm worried the nitrates and nitrite levels are too high and might kill another fish before the tank has a chance to cycle. But I'm doing water changes to counterbalance it, and I'm adding healthy bacteria media in there, and I'm putting more plants in to get the nitrates, nitrites, and I'm sorting it out as I go. It's a hell of a mission to get it right. A lot more goes into it than you think, and I'm keeping tropical fish, so it's even more complicated. But you know what? It's nice to switch off and just do something like that sometimes. And the fish are interesting. They're very interesting to watch. You're not here to talk about fish hobby enthusiasm, though. No soap, Paul, ever for the tank. Yeah, I wouldn't be doing that. No, I know about that. It's a golden age now. Duh, we can do whatever we want, says Cult of Con. Exactly. Beware the ick, yeah. Have you read any of the complete works of Josephus? I've read patches and bits here and there, but not the whole thing. No, I don't think I have time to read the full Antiquity of the Jews, unfortunately. It's a long... His complete works are extremely long. No, but I've read patches. It's a lot more work than people know that haven't done aquariums. It is. But it's fun. I'm having fun learning how to get it all done. Relaxing to watch, says Leaving Babylon. It is, isn't it? It is. It's rewarding to see them grow and thrive, shall we say. We had a clownfish for a while. Well, I am proud to say that somebody out there left me a message saying they have called the clownfish Paul. So I have made a difference in the fish world. So I'm happy knowing that. And I think on that positive note, this conversation has gone off the rails. I'm talking about fish. So I'm going to get going, guys. I'm going to go get to bed and get the precious little sleep I can possibly get before my son wakes up screaming and needs feeding. So thanks for being here, everyone. Thank you for listening to me just ramble on. And thank you for obviously... give me your feedback about what you think about the introduction to the new book I'm writing. But yeah. People asking me questions a bit late. Sorry, guys. I don't have time to answer these crazy questions about Worcestershire. Worcestershire. Yeah, I've never been to Worcestershire myself, Pearl. I'm sorry, but I hear good things. I hear it's a nice place. But yes, I'm going to get going, guys. Thanks for being here. Make sure to subscribe to Cult of Con, Kingdom Paratest, and to join the short season group that I posted earlier. Show support for the guys. Buy more copies of this book for Rob. Let's get him the support he needs. And consider supporting to the GoFundMe I'll be starting soon on his behalf, because he deserves more money and compensation for what he has done. 50p per book is not enough. I'm sorry, it's not enough. And I'm angry on his behalf, even though he doesn't care. But I am. I'm going to get it to him. And I'm going to say, go treat yourself to something nice. Like, okay, go reap the benefits and the rewards of your labor. Go get the fruits of your labor, Rob. But yeah, it should be good fun, guys. I'm going to say I'm going to release another visit from a previous podcast on the channel on Friday, and I'll be doing my own Truth of Therapy session on Sunday, and a members only live Q&A as well. Do I have a guest lined up for Sunday? I've got John Kerwin with me for a Truth of Therapy session, guys. So the man who wrote the Conspiracy Theorist Survival Guide, one of the leading experts on the Mandela Effect Bible changes, will be with me for a Truth of Therapy session on Sunday. And then there'll be a members-only live Q&A chat afterwards as well. So that's to look forward to. If you do want a signed copy of The Nephilim Look Like Clowns, email me at understandingconspiracy@gmail.com and I'll get that out to you, and we can sort it out as well. It's been good, guys. Take it easy. And as always, God bless.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.